Okay. What is a hay barrack?
A hay barrack?
Barrack, yeah. You ever heard of that? Or a hay rick?
Now, rake is what you rake it up with.
Oh, I'm sorry, I said it wrong. Rick. R-I-C-K.
No, I don't know what the... unless that's something that... Now, we used to have a... I think what they're talking about there is there's a big bed that we put on the wagon to haul hay with, and it was just used for that. And the reason for that was because it had high sides and all to it, where you could just, hay was light, and you could just put more on it.
Oh, I see.
Now, that's the only thing I know they're talking about.
That might be right, that might be it. Okay, what do you call the place where you keep horses?
Corral. Well, we called it the lot at that time.
The lot?
The lot.
That was
around your barn out there where you kept your stock.
Oh, I see. And you called it a lot instead of a barnyard?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Now, did you have a... besides the barn, did you ever have a special place where you'd milk the cows outside?
Yeah, we had what we called a cow shed.
Okay. I guess that had a roof on it, didn't it?
Oh, yeah.
You ever heard of a milk gap or a cow pen?
Yeah, well, this where our shed was, in other words, they was on one side of the cow pen.
I see. So they didn't stay in the barn, the cows?
No, so we kept them separate.
Did you have hogs and pigs?
Oh, yeah.
And what'd you call the place where you kept them?
Well, the pigs, they had a regular pig pen and a regular run or pasture for them.
And how about the hogs?
Well, it's all the same thing.
Okay. Now, was this pig pen, was it sheltered or open?
Oh, yeah.
It was sheltered?
We had shelter for them, yeah.
All right. You were telling me about this spring where you had a trough in it?
Mm-hmm.
Did you ever call that a dairy? Your dairy?
No.
What is a dairy to you?
A dairy is that's where it... people got a bunch of cattle, cows that they milk, and process the milk and butter and sell it.
Okay. Did you have potatoes and turnips?
Oh yeah.
Where'd you keep those?
In the winter? We had a. You could either take your sweet potatoes and bed them outside to keep them through the winters.
That means just put them in the ground?
You'd take about a 8x8 plank board,
mm-hmm.
and you'd make your needle size together to make it square, see, about like that. Make kind of like a stovepipe chimney.
Uh-huh.
You get what I mean? And along in the bottom of it, you'd bore holes all in that.
Mm-hmm.
All right, then you'd pile your potatoes all up in a mound like this. And then you take, leaving about so much of that stovepipe like out the top. And then you put corn stalks all around there, pine straw on top of that, and then dirt on top of that.
Oh, I see.
And then your sweet potatoes would keep that all winter. Now you could open up your little door down at the bottom and pull your potatoes out as you used them. Now, we have kept them in a pit. We'd have a pit out there with a shelter over it.
Oh, yeah. I think I've seen one of those.
And put sweet potatoes in, and that you've got to watch it, not let them get too hot. Now, they get too hot, they'll rot on you.
Oh.
And then if you're going to have a cold spell, then you'd have to go out there and wrap those potatoes up. But fix them like I was talking about on the outside. You see, you got your that pipe that you built out of plank, you got your ventilation through there. And then when it turned real cold, you just take an old bucket or something and turn over the top of that thing.
That's neat. All right, what do you call the place where you let cows and sheep go out to graze?
Pasture.
Now, was that fenced in or not?
Yes, sir.
Was all your land fenced in?
That's right.
I see.